I lost the celebrity life, the life everyone dreams of. I had no one around me. The biggest clubs in my city offered quite a lot of money for me to work. Then I ended up on the street because of just one thing. I went from the highest to the lowest. The definition of drugs. You think it opens the door to heaven for you. You say, I'm happy now. Then it slams that door in your face and throws you right away into hell. Throws you right away into hell. To hell. An addict would do anything to get heroin. Lock them in a room. Let's say there's heroin behind the wall. They'd start digging through the wall with their teeth. They would dig through it with their nails, crying, yet still get it in the end.
Have you ever thought about committing suicide?
I've tried to do it twice.
At what age did you start using drugs and why?
At the age of 15 to 16, just out of curiosity. I was someone who was even against my friends drinking alcohol. But after my friends, whom I trust and were religious, gave it a try, my fear was gone. After that one time, the rest followed, and I took drugs for about 4 or 5 years. I started with the lightest drug, but within 5 years, I ended up using 8-9 different drugs. I didn't know this would ever happen to me. Then I moved to heroin as the last step. You can't just make someone use heroin. It would be scary for them. But you people get there step by step, and the first step is smoking. My family couldn't realize it first. But later on, they saw I was spending too much money. They saw me coming home late, and my behavior changing. Actually, I think they realized, but they didn't tell me. I mean, they were afraid. Later on, I admitted it to my mom. That morning, I was saying, Mom, save me. After that, we went to treatment centers. Of course, I said those things to my mom because I was in a crave for drugs, because I was in pain. When I got better after a few days, I started using again. But I was never able to tell my dad about this face to face. He understood it from the way I've been acting, when I came home, and how I was not eating, like how I sat at the table and so on. But still, my family was always supportive. My dad talked to me, my mom especially, prayed a lot, she was sad every day. But in the end, how much help can they possibly give? Even if your family supports you, you should be the one who wants to quit it. Anyway, so my parents were taking me those treatment centers. They were taking x-rays. Doctors were talking to me, giving medicines. Weeks had passed. I was able to quit for 6 months at most. 6 months later, after something bad happened, I started using it again. There was nothing holding me back.
And how were you feeling when you were taking drugs?
When you first use any drug, you feel so good. You feel like you're in heaven. It makes you say, the world is not a bad place after all. But that's the first time you take it, because the body's receptors are not used to it yet. But when you take it the next day, the receptors become more numb. Therefore, you increase the dose constantly. Imagine someone who takes half pill. Then it goes as 3 pills, 4 pills day by day. After a month, 5 pills, 10 pills. Eventually, it goes up to 12 pills a day. Heroin is also like that. Once people start using, they always have to increase the dose. And an addict will do anything to get heroin. There's this thing. Lock the drug addict in a room and put the heroin behind the wall. If he is in crisis, believe me, they will start scraping the wall with his teeth, even if all their teeth break. They will dig through it with their fingernails and take the drug from there, crying. That's the kind of disease it is. In the treatment center I was attending, I had an appointment every morning. I was seeing young people. They were given medications. They come out and start taking drugs again.
After taking the drug, were you feeling regret?
When you first take the drug, you won't regret it, because that's when it's in its peak state. Because it activates dopamine and serotonin hormones in your brain, you feel very good. You feel happy. But then, these hormones start to decrease rapidly. Then you become the unhappiest person in the world. You start using it again and again because of that. Each time you use it, the receptors get more and more used to it, and its effect decreases. When people get used to taking it, they say, I swear, I will never take it again. They say, why can't we be like normal people? They start to feel jealous of every person they know. I was like that too, because nothing except drugs makes you happy anymore. I'd say, if only I could watch TV and be happy when I get home, to find my wife. I remember longing for these simple things so much, to be able to find happiness in the everyday ordinary things. Because, at the time, when I looked at them, they were having fun, drinking tea with their friends and stuff. These become the things in the addict's life that would never bring him pleasure. And at that moment, you think you will never enjoy them again until you quit. The definition of drugs. You think it opens the door to heaven for you. You say, I'm happy now. Then it slams that door in your face and throws you right away into hell. And while that door to heaven is 1 hour, your stay in hell is 2 days. In the end, you start to do whatever it takes to get that 1 hour. Because it is not a happiness you can achieve with the resources you have. To get that 1 hour of happiness, you could give up your mom and dad. Because drugs also remove compassion and love from your heart. I remember that I was making my mom and dad cry out loud. I'd say to them, I don't want to live the life you live. It seems absurd to me now. I was shouting and yelling. They were both crying, helplessly. But right now, I would never do such a thing. When I quit drugs and hugged my mom, I'd only just realized that I had a mom and a dad. Nowadays, I think to myself, what have I been doing? You really become someone else once you start using it. You don't recognize yourself, and then you become the puppet of the devil. Your personality changes completely. Your hormonal structure changes. You become selfish and psychopathic.
After taking drugs, have you ever done something that you said you would never do?
I am a person who has grown up with animals since I was little. I love animals very much, like cats and dogs. We always had cats in our house. I was literally a person who would sleep with them and cuddled with them. During the period when I was using drugs, one day I was walking outside. Then I suddenly kicked a cat out of reflex. People said, "What are you doing?" and so on. This was one thing I would never do if I was sober. Now I can't believe I did that. You just literally become an uncivilized person. It literally takes all the compassion, love, and conscience out of your heart. That's what drugs are.
How were people around you looking at you after starting drugs?
Before I started taking drugs, I was a DJ at the biggest nightclub in my city. It was my dream to be on the stage, to be a DJ, but then I slowly started using drugs. I mean, I was living the life I wanted to live, but suddenly, I found myself in the lowest pit. I lost everyone I have. I sold everything in the house. Some of my friends said, "Don't talk to me if you're using this." They said, "Don't look at my face until you quit this." I did not see them for a while. But the reaction of people on the street, even when you get on the bus, people realize that you are an addict. You are shaking. They keep their children away. I mean, they think you will do something bad. I said to my friend while we were on the bus, "When are we gonna quit? I can't find a way out of this." Everyone is looking at us on the bus, and he keeps saying, "We will quit." When people sense that you are an addict, they run away. Then they look at you as if you are going to hurt them. Take their money, but your relatives are more compassionate and caring towards you. Mine would say, "Come to us, we'll take care of you," and so on. But they didn't tell me to my face that I was using drugs. They just knew it.
Have you ever thought about committing suicide?
I've tried to do it twice, because no drug addict can enjoy their life while they are addicted to it. They would want to quit this, but once you get addicted, they can't do that, because it's too hard to quit. They would think of either killing themselves or throwing themselves somewhere. At the time I used drugs, I eventually started to just come home at night and cry. Because I'd become addicted, I couldn't enjoy my old life, and I couldn't find a solution. So, at that time, I took 40-50 tablets of drugs at once. The world had turned upside down. I felt so dizzy until the morning. I got up in the morning and sat at the table where my mom was sitting. There was my brother in front of me, and I ran out of breath. I realized I was a goner. I said at that moment, "What have I done?" I am sure that most people who commit suicide say, "What have I done?" in their final breath. After that, they wanted to take me to the emergency for immediate treatment. I took a rest that day and thanked God because I survived that day without anything happening. Every drug addict thinks about committing suicide.
Have you ever worked in exchange for drugs?
When I was using drugs, I was offered quite a lot of money from the biggest clubs in my city. But of course, my dad never let me go because he didn't want me to do jobs like that. Think about it. I was going to get paid a month's payment per week. At that time, I was not using drugs, and I was a successful DJ. I was well known then. People were making nice offers. After 1 or 2 years, when I really fell into drugs, I started to get on stage in exchange for 3 to 4 pills. That was the time when everything was going to come to an end. Then I ended up on the street. I sold the DJ equipment and everything. I lost the celebrity life, the life everyone dreams of. There was no one left around me.
Have you ever been hospitalized because of an overdose?
Not for an overdose, but my dad came once when I was in a craving. The craving is the point in which you look desperately for drugs, where you want them and would do anything for them. My dad said, "Where are you?" I told him that I was on the street somewhere, so he came to me. He lifted my arm to his shoulders and took me home. And when I got home, I went crazy. I said, "Let go of me. What are you doing?" "I'm going out." And so on. I said, "I need to get drugs again." That's when I went out. I went through all the streets. I switched many neighborhoods, and my dad was following me. Just to get drugs one more time, I asked people I didn't know. My dad said, "Will you come with me to the hospital after that?" I said, "Okay." But because I couldn't find the drugs, we directly went to the emergency hospital by car. They gave me an IV there to clean my blood. So my blood was cleaned. Right there, I begged the doctor to bring me back into the way I was before. I said, "Bring me back to the way I was when I enjoyed going to the movies, when I enjoyed working, when I enjoyed going out with friends." I remember begging like that. This point, I think, is the worst thing about drugs. This is what destroys you the most.
Has there been any change in your character since you started taking drugs?
Because I was raised in a very religious family, even when my friends were drinking alcohol around me, I would say, "Don't drink, don't do it." These things would seem sinful to me, but later, when I slowly started taking drugs, I changed in terms of compassion, love, mercy. These feelings gradually disappear. You become a selfish person. 6 months later, after using drugs, their family is like living with a monster.
And has anyone around you died from drugs?
Yes, unfortunately. One of them hanged himself not from drugs, but because of the psychological effects of drugs. This man had everything he wanted. He had cars. He lived in very luxurious residences. The girls were chasing him. But to think that this man committing suicide, he was one of the last people in the world to think about committing suicide. I was very curious about his death. I mean, why? He was a man who loved living and had everything. I guess when you do not develop some spiritual values, after a while, you really don't enjoy anything. In that state, you're in a fire. You are always trying to escape before you get burned. You trip and fall somewhere. Something definitely happens to you. Always.
How much money have you spent on drugs so far?
Enough money for 2 apartments is gone. You start with small money first. You say, "I can be happy with this small money." But when the money goes up to higher numbers, you definitely start stealing. Even if you are the best person in the world, even if you have a conscience, you will ask for money from a man on the road by scaring him. At home, I used to secretly take my mom's credit cards from her purse and go and buy whiskey and give them to drug dealers. And that's how I started buying it. I was spending all the money I had. I was also stealing money from my dad. Even if you can find no money in the world, an addict can find that money in any way. Somehow, he will make the money come out.
When you were taking drugs, what were the things that you missed the most about your previous life?
I had good friends from my old life, and I could spend the whole day with them. But after I started taking it, I would sit and chat for 15 minutes and then leave. On the other hand, I was not in touch with any of my other friends. In the end, I became unable to chat with them for even 15 minutes. For example, I missed chatting with them, talking to them, and enjoying the conversation. As I said, I was jealous to see a person enjoying anything they do on a daily basis. That's what all addicts want. I used to sit on the square and say, "What a beautiful life people have. They laugh, they have fun, they meet, they have breakfast in the morning, and go out with their friends." These were the things I missed the most, being a normal person.
So, what do you recommend to people who want to stop using drugs?
They can start. The biggest example for this is my friend. He used to say, "If you take this, don't see me, don't even be near me. Don't look at my face anymore." He wouldn't go out with me. But after 3 to 4 years, I heard that he also started the same drugs. I was shocked when I found out this. People start with smoking. The next year they say, "Bro, everyone smokes. It's nothing." After that, they start using weed, marijuana, and one day they find themselves taking heroin.
These days, how are they influencing young people to start taking drugs?
In my time, for example, they would choose the most handsome boy and the most beautiful girl at school. They would give them the money that they cannot reach in their life, and they would organize what they call a house party. That's how drugs start in high schools. Nowadays, it starts with music. All we hear in the music nowadays is marijuana and drugs. It's in all the songs. The idea that I'm chasing it, I'm unhappy when I can't find it, penetrates completely into your subconscious. They are completely ruining the youth with music right now. I mean, they present it as innocent. Imagine, my favorite singer smokes this, and he says, "We're harmless, man. Catch this." Then, all young people tend to go for it. He says it is the most harmless, but as I said, it is the first step in everything. All they want is to keep young people away from religion.
Parents are also watching this video. What do you suggest they do to save their children from drugs?
I definitely recommend them to meet their kids' friends. They should really invite them to their homes, get to know them. Choosing wrong friends is what usually takes a person away from the right path. A friend cannot fix another friend, but can easily corrupt them. When their behavior changes, when they start spending money, drugs gradually start to remove compassion and conscience from them. If you notice it at the beginning, if you talk to him, you can treat it, but like, they have to want to quit it. For example, when you go to a treatment center, they first ask, "Do you want the treatment?" If the one who's using drugs says, "I don't want it," they take him out. They don't even bother. The guy has to want to be treated. The first thing that the child needs is to have strong spiritual connections with God in order to stay away from it. This is the most important one.
So how did you quit drugs?
I have probably been hospitalized in every hospital in my city to quit drugs. I've spent so much money on famous psychiatrists and their private clinics just for this. I have used brain x-rays, medications, and many treatment methods. We had appointments at the treatment center every Tuesday. I can probably say that no one has ever been in treatment as much as I have to get rid of these drugs. I had a lot of supporters to get me out of this. My friends were shocked to see me quit. I was the biggest drug user among them. They begged me, "Can we be saved too?" They said, "Save us too." Medications and doctors' treatment only help to a certain extent, but what I usually saw at treatment centers, mostly they can't cure people because there is nothing to hold them back. They get the treatment, they get out, and then they start again. My story of quitting drugs was this. One day, I went on stage as a DJ. Everyone was shouting my name, the thing I want the most, the thing I love the most. People were lined up to meet with me in the VIP lounge, and I had everything I wanted. At that time, I used drugs, of course. For a second, I just stopped and thought about what my life was. I didn't enjoy it at all. There was something missing. Something was wrong. I realized that day. After that night, I slowly realized that something was not complete in me. I went home. I started crying that day. Think about it. You are living the life a young person desires. But I started crying heavily like this. After that, of course, my connection with God was very weak at that time. I was into sins. Anyway, my mom sees a dream. She was told, "Be patient. It will be over soon." Now she was telling my dad, "Don't insist. It will be over soon." She told me too. I didn't believe it, of course. How could you? You haven't been able to get rid of it for years. So, one night, I was lying in bed, and I said, "Oh God, please help me." But it was a desperate prayer, a prayer that was not genuine at all, but it was a very desperate prayer. You haven't found a solution to anything. You're in a pit, like you're waiting to die. Slowly, I started to fight with my other friends, who were affecting me badly. I stopped seeing them. I locked myself up at home, and started watching Towards Eternity's videos. Then one day, at 12 o'clock, I was asleep all the time. But that night, at 12 o'clock, I couldn't fall asleep. I went, "Good Lord, what's going on?" I got on the computer. A video of Brother Fatih came up. In a video where Brother Fatih talks, I started to burst into tears. That is when the guidance came. I mean, I was surprised that I cried to a religious video. I was surprised at what I've been doing for years. You know how Allah says, "When a slave of mine draws near to me a span, I draw near to him a cubit." That's what it was. A prayer made in a desperate moment. My brother and I started praying Salah the next day, without informing each other, together with him. So this was our day of guidance. It is a very interesting miracle. After that, when I thought I wasn't going to be happy in this life, I used to say, "What is this? They pray all day and do nothing." Then I realized that this way of life was the real happiness in life. I saw that the real peace is in this kind of life. You can't keep a person who uses drugs in this life. He doesn't enjoy anything. Imagine a drug addict who has given up nightclubs, drugs, everything, and he starts Salah. He enjoys hanging out with his friends. It is a miracle for someone to become like this. Right now, for example, I look back and wonder if it was me who committed these sins. You realize that you have literally become the devil's toy. When I saw your channel's videos, my life changed completely. I didn't understand what happened. My brain x-rays were taken. I had 40% brain damage. The receptors were damaged because they had released too much serotonin and dopamine. And 40% is a very large percentage. Right now, for example, I should be schizophrenic. I should go crazy. I should attack people. But Allah heals me. I'm at peace. I'm happy with the life I live without drinking anything. This is the most important thing. It is impossible for a drug addict to be happy without taking anything. You die before you reach 30, or you are imprisoned by 90% chance. I think this is a project to finish Turkey. People are not dropping bombs here from abroad. It's enough to have young people get on drugs so that they will destroy the whole country. So that they commit all kinds of crimes, harm their parents. They don't seem to be enemies for us, but they are trying to finish off the youth of our whole country.
So how did you manage to give up drugs?
The most important thing for those who want to quit drugs is that they should want to quit themselves. No one can make a man quit if he does not want to quit himself. So the first thing they should do in this period is to change their friends, who's affecting them, not to see those friends. You should break off your relationships if you need to, and even change their phone number. After that, they can take up a hobby. They can go to the gym, something they like. He should at least need 6 months to reset all the receptors in the brain to clean it from drugs. This is the case in the medical department. So for 6 months, you need to focus on something and stay away from your bad friends. This will clean you up. They can go to the hospital. They can get treatment. At the treatment center, you will be given certain medicines. I have used these medicines myself. It changes you a little bit more, but what will keep you away from the drugs is yourself. For example, imagine something bad happened. Someone broke up with his girlfriend and his mom died. He usually starts heroin. There are many such cases. I've experienced this personally, but I was saved. The thing that will hold him there is also faith. To know what death is like. to know that death is not the end. God has already created us. He has also sent us our instruction manual. I mean, the Quran. He knows what makes you happy as a human. If you follow the instructions, you will be happy. That's the most important thing. I never believed I would live a peaceful life. I was already planning to commit suicide. For example, a man praying Salah was very strange to me, but you realize it's not like that. When you're following your instructions through the Quran, your nature begins to be fixed. I have found my essence. After that, you don't get involved in these things easily. You become a different person. You see deaths. A lot of my friends all died young. Everyone was waiting to grow old, but they died from drugs. When you realize that this world is temporary, you see that these things are also very empty. I mean, we should work for the afterlife, the real eternal happiness that we can never be reached in this world. This is the point where I most encourage myself. There is a never-ending happiness there.